The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. Come on, girl. Oh, my goodness. I've got Anthony Cernelia on the controls, Lexi Brinkley in studio, of course, Stephanie Toops, and Sean Wells. Hey.
Hello.
Hey,
hello,
so
hello.
TGIT, TGIF, TGIW, because we can't identify, but I'm just in a very happy mood today, and I'm going to be in Norman, Oklahoma tomorrow at the game, and so I'm just like kind of really jacked up.
It's That's always great. Friday somewhere, right?
Absolutely.
Well, it's always happy hour
It's always happy hour. It's beer o'clock.
Yeah, there you go. Beer 30.
That was from some movie I watched that they, I don't know, it was like, it's beer o'clock, and I just thought that was so funny.
That is funny.
Is it just me?
No.
No? No?
You add a little tomato juice to some beer, you got some, you know.
What?
Little, yeah, that's
Clamato.
You add
tomato juice to beer? I have never heard of that.
Yeah, they call it like a bloody beer, but, you know.
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of a morning.
Well, I'll have to do,
it's
you know.
Kind of a morning drink in some areas of the country.
Well,
That's how you get started.
That's right.
Well, I'm doing investigative reporting tonight on campus.
Ooh.
I'm going to see what the Greek life is like. I'm going to visit some frat houses and do some reporting. That's all I'm doing, to just see what's up.
Are you doing some undercover video?
Undercover? No. Yeah. No undercover
Deep
video.
Deep undercover.
No. I would never do that
hey,
to somebody.
Hey, cutie.
You know what? Who does stuff like that? Have you ever known anyone that, like, secretly records other people or videotapes them without them knowing it? That's so creepy.
No, that's so
Lexi
creepy.
Lexi was stalked for a while.
What?
You had a stalker.
I didn't have. Oh well, that girl. That
yeah.
That girl.
That
she
like
was, she
assumed
was,
your identity. And
she wasn't a stalker. Mm. I don't know who she was, but
well. I have a couple of people that like me. You know, like think I'm
a lot.
I think he said I'm a smokehouse. I'm not going to say his name, but he said I'm a smokehouse. He's been sending me secret messages on Facebook. This person. Identify him.
Wow.
I know.
I feel like you should pour those on to me, and I will let you know how you should proceed with what's happening.
Oh,
there.
My gosh. Well, that's funny. Well, we've got a really great show coming up. We do today. Stephanie, you're going to be talking about the sleep aid melatonin, and is it safe for children and adults? I never would even think about giving it to a child.
You know, it's funny. The reason I thought about, you know, I posted my son is he, you know, I just, he's just
restless.
A high-energy kid, and
yeah.
So I've thought about getting him weighted blankets and doing all types of things, but I posted on Facebook, you know, anybody have ideas? And you would not believe how many people said, give him melatonin, give him melatonin, give him melatonin.
Really?
And so then I had some other people private message me via Messenger, and a lot of them are in, like, the foster world. Like, they do a lot of foster care.
Aww.
And apparently in the foster care world, people abuse melatonin with kids all the time.
Oh, they abused, you know?
Yeah.
You know what? You remember me talking about this a couple mm-hmm. of months ago, Sean, that I think you and I discussed it actually, that children that are in foster care, it's absolutely heartbreaking. They are on 7 to 10 times more yeah. medication than the average child.
Yeah.
They don't have a chance.
Yeah.
They do not have a chance, especially with them pumping them full of pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. So I'm interested in your point of view, Sean, because I, you know,
we
I
gotta
did
save
some
it for the segment.
Yeah, right. When
You're
we
giving
get there,
it away.
But, no,
we're teasing.
Sorry.
We're just
right.
teasing.
There's more to come.
Oh my gosh.
I just get too excited.
Well, this is exciting to do this. It really is. And I'll tell you, I'm very excited to talk with Sean today. He is going to be covering, his topic is Monsanto writing their own reviews. And it's out. The curtain has been pulled down once again. Can't wait to discuss it. There's one thing I can't stand, and that's a thief or a liar.
Yeah.
And if you're doing one, you're doing the other. So there's a connection there. You're a liar, you're a thief. If you're a thief, you're a liar. So don't you agree?
Yeah, that's a really interesting philosophy.
My dad
yeah,
taught
that's
me that.
Generally right.
He
I
said,
would
watch
say.
Out for snakes in the grass.
Yeah.
My dad's
I
Italian.
Love that. I love when, you know, Yes.
Well, and Anthony's Italian, too. Anthony, did your father still alive? Mine is not. God bless his soul. But, you know, my dad used to have, like, these one-liners, like these things, I smell a dirty rat, you know, just things that it's a New York, like, Italian thing. And I just always thought he was so awesome because of it.
I can tell you, you know, my father was just, you know, he said, don't give anybody respect unless they give you a reason to respect them, I guess, growing up. So I just, you know, I don't form an opinion unless I need to. You know what I'm saying?
That's good advice. Mm-hmm. Really good advice. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you know, I need some good advice because my cats have allergies, okay? And my kids, I'm starting to have a little bit of allergies, and I think it's because of all the pets that I have. So we've got Maura Davies on the line today. She's talking about reducing pet allergens in your home. Maura Davies is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. How are you doing today, Maura?
Doing great.
Okay, so my cats aren't sneezing. Clarification there. But I have a little more than normal, and I don't usually, you know, suffer from allergies. So how can I reduce some the pet allergens in my home?
Yes, well, you know, there are a couple of things that you can do. You can, first of all, go through and make sure everything is super, super clean. And you can use all kinds of wonderful products. A lot of them, make sure, though, that they're good for you and your pets. But you can do things like purchasing really quality hypoallergenic sheets. Mm. They actually can repel allergens. And
I have to ask, what's on them, though? Do we know? Because it makes me think with Stephanie here, of course, you know, they put the flame retardants on sheets and a lot of things, and those are not healthy for you. And so I just wondered if good old-fashioned cotton linen, like organic sheets, would be best.
Well, you know, it depends on the product, so it's really important to look at the actual product.
Uh-huh.
But that is where the devil's in the details, as they say. So just make sure you're doing that. If you do want to purchase, like, just the regular cotton sheets, make sure that you wash them very, very frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely use hot water. So maybe not the fanciest colors for that hot water to keep them, but change frequently. And then remember that the foamier the comforter, especially like the down or the synthetic down, dust mites and dander get trapped really quickly. Mm. So a cotton comforter or quilt can make a really big difference there in terms of what goes on top of the bed to keep you warm.
Right.
It's a lot easier to clean that. So even if your pet is sleeping in the bed with you, snuggling up, that can help a lot. But even if you do all of that and you're still having a hard time, try creating like a clean pet-free zone in your house in one spot, whether that's your bedroom, guest room.
That would be no room in my house. I have animals in every room in my house, literally. But I love them and they're so much fun. I'm lucky I've got concrete floors and I vacuum every day for at least 10, 15 minutes, even if it's just vacuuming up cat litter or my dog Zeus that's in this one area. You know, he's the one that's getting so old that can't really get around. Mm-hmm. I leave him with two beds and like this big rug so that he can easily get up because Freudian slip there.
Kids,
dogs, you know, dogs fun. That don't have, when you've got concrete floors, you have to have something for them to get up easily, especially if they're older. It's really difficult for them. But you have to vacuum a lot. And you made a great point when you said change the sheets a lot, or, you know, wash the sheets a lot, because a lot of people don't do that anymore. They only do it once a week. But if you've got a pet, you really need to do it twice a week.
Oh, yeah. That and mentioning the vacuum, it reminded me there are tons of different vacuums like this. Look for the type that you can empty and wipe out every time you use rather than the kind with the bags.
Mm-hmm.
Because those bags can hold dander and can really make a big mess. So there's tons of brands out there.
Yeah.
Some even have those like really special attachments.
Oh, yeah. I'm a vacuum expert. I've tried every vacuum cleaner, I think, on the market. The ones that you're talking about, what are the names of them? Dyson, right? So I had
Dyson
a Dyson. Yes, you know, you don't have the bag, but then when you go to clean it out, stuff flies all over, too. So now I have a Miele that's made specifically. It's the cat and dog model, if you will. It's white, and it's got like a really fine system as far as the bag. And then also it has another HEPA filter for the air going going out in your home. And I have to say, it's probably the nicest vacuum cleaner I've ever used. Now, it is expensive, but I have to tell you, now you're looking at me like I'm a vacuum expert.
No, I'm not.
Because I vacuum so much.
I got real interested, actually.
I know you did, because I know what I'm talking about. That's why. But no, I'm just going to say it. You know, the Dysons are made of plastic, and because I vacuum so much, a lot of the parts on them broke easily.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going back to the Miele, however you pronounce it. It's spelled M-E-I-L-E, I believe.
I've heard good things about those. Do you have a Roomba? Because I know you just said you do
no,
a lot of
No, I don't have
vacuuming.
A Roomba because I have a sunken living room, and Roomba would sink into the living room and burn out.
Got it.
So, yeah. Never be able to get out. But anything else that you want us to know, Maura, about reducing pet allergens in your home?
Yeah, the last thing you can do is you can try bathing your pet with really specific shampoo that's gentle on their skin. Make sure to use gentle pet shampoo or else that things will get worse for you and your pet will be miserable. Just don't do that. So see if you check with your veterinarian, talk about the right kind of baths. That can also help to reduce dander. And as always, just if you have questions, you can ask your veterinarian and keeping things extra clean will help keep the pet dander away and can help reduce allergens. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I know, sorry, with my cats, like I had one that passed recently.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm
so sorry.
No, that's okay. That it depends on how often they clean themselves, too. I had one cat that would never clean herself.
Mm. Really?
And just hair was everywhere. And then I have a male cat that's like obsessive.
Meticulous.
Yeah,
oh,
like
wow.
Mm-hmm. Several times a day bathing himself and never mm-hmm. sheds.
Yeah. Well, I love my pet, so I'm never giving him up, no matter what. No matter how many times I have to sneeze or anything else. But they actually, it does boost your immune system, doesn't it? A child raised in a home with pets.
That's what they say, yeah.
And there's all kinds of benefits. Oh, my gosh. The benefits of owning an animal are just, they're endless. They really are. And because pets are so precious, Maura, would you remind our audience, please, about how important it is to spay and neuter to keep the euthanasia rate down?
Yes, everyone out there can help prevent the euthanasia of millions of animals a year by doing two simple things. Have your pet spayed and neutered and adopt from shelters or rescue groups. We can, together, if everyone does this, we can eradicate this horrific mass euthanasia of animals.
All right. I love it. Thank you so much, Maura. And we'll talk to you next week. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We've got Dr. Mike Fenster coming up and a little Metallica. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, y'all. It's Bernadette. You know I'm Italian, and my dad always said there are two kinds of oils in this world, 100% organic extra virgin olive oil and those that wish they were. Celebrate the health benefits of olive oil and the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web by the Stanley Brothers. Infused with 100% extra virgin olive oil. For thousands of years, societies used hemp to promote health and wellness. CW's proprietary hemp genetics are rich in naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. Feed your endocannabinoid system the best natural Colorado wellness, Charlotte's Web. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Nature gives us all of the vitamins and minerals we need, concentrated in the plant foods we eat. But our soils are depleted, and more of us eat less of the organic plants that sustain life. It's time to turn back to nature for a solution. Sun Warrior vitamins are all natural and completely plant-based. Each capsule comes straight from the natural foods we're missing, packed with vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. All natural, energizing, plant-based vitamins and minerals. Vitamins for him, vitamins for her. Find them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. scream. Oh, my gosh. I just love rock and roll. I am such a rocker girl. Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Sean Wells in studio with me, Stephanie Toops, Lexi Brinkley, of course, and I've got Dr. Mike Fenster on the line. He is America's culinary interventionalist, affiliate faculty member at the University of Montana and the College of Missoula Culinary Arts Program. He is a board-certified cardiologist and author of the book, The Fallacy of the Calorie and Why the Modern Western Diet is Killing Us and How to Stop It. And his most recent book, Ancient Eats, are both currently available to order at chefdrmike.com. And his new book, Food Shaman, I started reading it, Dr. Fenster. It's amazing, as usual. You know.
Thank you. And welcome to Doctober.
Yeah, Doctober. Mm. Is that what they call it? Doctober? Explain it to me, Lucy. I don't get it.
Dr. Mike, Doctober.
Got it. Okay. I thought there was like another higher level of meaning, something that I missed or something.
No, it was one of my bad puns.
No, I love it. Well, you know what? This is the thing I have to say about your writing is I was telling Lexi this, like it's like a literary playground, you know, with you. And when you read your books, like they're just fun. They're fun. And I like to take my time and read them because you use words a lot of times or phrases that I'm not familiar with. And I love to look them up and just build my vocabulary and my brain. And I wish to be as smart as you, Dr. Fenster, one day.
So, no, I just have access to a thesaurus, but
Well, it's a good book.
Ever since I was a little kid, I loved, you know, reading books and reading classics, and as you said, you notice the styles will change kind of throughout the book, kind of on my mood, what I'm writing about, kind of what the topic is. Sometimes it's a little more serious, sometimes it's a little lighter, but I know this, you know, at the end of the day, my job is to take all this horribly boring, complex, impossible to understand studies and information and try to give it to folks in a way that they can read it and they can get it. I think much like we're going to talk about,
right.
You know, a study today, which from the title of it, you just kind of want to, immediately pull the shades and go take a nap. We've got all the facts. We've got everything folks need to know. And, if they want to read it themselves, power to them. But, we'll do our job and make it easy into bite-sized pieces.
Yeah. And you know what I might add? You make it fun. That's what we do here, too. That's why you and I get along so well. We like to have fun while we educate, right? Well,
absolutely. I mean, if it's not fun, why bother? I mean, I know a lot of folks don't like going through all those studies, but, that's my training. That was is a huge part of, my vocation. So I really enjoy, getting into the weeds and, really getting the details and sorting through it. And then, like I said, just make it take a heavy, complex recipe and we give them a little nice amuse-bouche to dine on.
Absolutely. And the gift of understanding is becoming more and more valuable. And truth and understanding, I might add, especially with you. I love your transparency and your honesty. Today, we pulled an article from the World Journal of Gastrointestinal Pathophysiology. And the title of the article says, oral spore-based probiotic supplementation was associated with reduced incidence of postprandial endotoxin. What is it?
Postprandial.
Okay. Dietary endotoxin, triglycerides, and disease risk biomarkers. That's a mouthful. Okay. So I know that
Sean is
a
snoozer.
Yeah.
Like a
snoozer. Okay. Well, and Dr. Fenster, Sean actually formulated a product and used some of the same science. So I'm going to ask you both, what do you want us to know about this?
Well, I think what's very important is if we sort of break down what they did and what the results of this probiotic was, it's very simple. So they lured, much like that creepy clown in the new Stephen King movie, It, these researchers lured, otherwise healthy college kids into participate on the study by offering them free pizza. And we know college kids can't resist free pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did, now remember, these are like, kids that are healthy, no disease, the prime of their youth. These are our paragons of health. not always of good dietary choices, but certainly of health. So they brought them in, gave them, you know, some free fast food type pizza after fasting, and then they measured a whole bunch of inflammatory biomarkers in their blood. And what they found is that there were two groups. So there's people that ate this and really, you know, very minimal effects on their immune system, et cetera. But the other one, which is about 50%, now remember, 50% of the healthy young people, college kids walking around, these inflammatory biomarkers went up 5 to 600% over baseline.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's a lot. And that's just from the food.
From one fast food meal. And this research group has shown similar things before, and I think we've kind of talked about it. And then, interestingly, though, they took this group of what we would call responders, so they had a negative response to eating the junk food, and gave them probiotics. Didn't change anything else, no exercise, no dietary advice, no nothing. But they gave them powerful probiotics. And over the course of a month, they saw a great attenuation in the effect. It wasn't completely eliminated, but remember, all we did was give them one type of probiotic.
Mm-hmm.
What I really want to emphasize here is to draw something from another trial that came out in Europe last month, which was called the CANTOS trial. And that looked at patients who had heart disease, treated with statins, cholesterol as low as you can go, but still have a lot of inflammatory biomarkers. So they used a monoclonal antibody to something called interleukin-1 beta. It's a kind of immune instigator, if you will. And they were able to successfully reduce further heart disease using this antibody to this inflammatory pathway, completely independent from cholesterol, et cetera, et cetera. This antibody costs $16,000 a month. That's not what you pay. That's the cost of
it.
These guys were able to statistically significantly reduce levels of interleukin-1 beta, the same molecule that's the target of this other study, by giving probiotics. And so my result when I look at those two things is, wow.
Yeah. No, well, let me ask you this, because I had this question in my mind as you were speaking. Did they dissect the food for, like, its hidden oils and cheap sweeteners and things like that and the poor quality meat?
No. What they did is they just got a local sort of chain fast food pizza place to give free pizza, because I guess they had to get the kids in. So they don't really look at the food. And I spoke with the people doing the trial and had some questions with them. And so I could tell you from a personal communication, their thoughts are, well, you know, what one of the things that they highlighted on was the fact that they didn't completely eliminate the response, but they felt that if you take the two parts, which is the right gut microbiome, and that's what they did, so they worked on that one variable, but then you, as you were saying, change the foods, they would have seen a tremendous synergistic effect.
Interesting. Sean, what do you want to say about this?
Yeah, I actually formulated a product with this. It's like Deerland Enzymes is like one of the top companies that makes these probiotics. And it's DE111 Bacillus subtilis. And
oh, you show off.
Anyway, no, it's what's in this study. And what's cool about it, and I noticed, and maybe you can talk to this, Dr. Fenster, is the fact that it's a spore. And I know from my side of the industry, a lot of companies will put at the time of manufacture on probiotics, which is just garbage, means nothing. It means, like, by the time you're getting it, it can be worthless.
Right.
It's important that you formulate a probiotic for the full shelf life, like you're supposed to do legally. And
so
a lot
deception.
Of companies don't do that. And you need to put in massive amounts of overages, because probiotics are very volatile. So maybe you can speak to the fact that this is a spore form and how unique that is.
Yeah, I think that you hit on two things. One is we're talking about, and as I mentioned, probiotics, but certainly all probiotics are not created equally. So they vary, as you said, on the quality of the manufacturer. So whatever you're looking at for whatever your needs might be, you know, you, as you said, you need to do your homework. You need to kind of look at white papers, make sure that you're getting the bacteria in adequate doses, as Sean said. Number two, that the bacteria are alive. I read some reports where a lot of them, and I think Sean was alluding to this, you buy them off the shell and everything's dead already.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not getting anything. And then three, and one of the things I think is a little unique about spores is that nature sort of packaged them in a way that they get to where they need to be in the human gastrointestinal mm-hmm. system. And so just taking some live bacteria, if it's not packaged properly, either by spores or other mechanisms, you could be, A, getting, you know, a quality product, lots of it, all alive, but if it doesn't get to where it needs to go, it's not doing you any good. So those are kind of the three takeaways, I think, from looking at any probiotic, and I think Sean's caveat is spot on. I mean, each, you know, type is very, very different, even though there's sort of this generic term we use, probiotics, much like
right.
you and I have talked about, right?
Well,
you say, and red meat. Well, what the heck is that? That's a grass-fed, pastured heritage breed all the way up to an industrial sausage, and they're not the same thing.
Well, you know, I have to say this. We're going over time, but we're going to go to break in just a second. But I want to get this out there because when we talk about stuff like this, and so my mind naturally goes to what kind of food did they eat? What was it made of? What was in it? You know, I'm on this thing now about sucralose, and it says, this is from Dr. Mercola. It says that sucralose can destroy as much as 50% of the microbiome in your gut. And Dr. Fenster, it's in thousands of products. It's in nutrition bars. It's in my I thought that I got this really healthy dental wash. It had sucralose in it. And all these products have stuff that you're putting in your body every day, something as simple as a sports drink where it's got sucralose in it. That's at the very root of the problem. If we were eating whole foods, we wouldn't have to worry about supplementing with probiotics. Do you agree?
I think so, Bernadette. I think really you kind of hit, you know, it's sort of my platform spot on. You know, the more natural, less minimally processed foods we can consume, the better off we are. Remember, there's, you know, over 8,000 chemicals that are allowed to be added to foods under the generally recognized as safe or GRAS method through the government. The vast majority, well over probably 90%, have never been tested.
Right.
And they've only been looked at for their effects on human cells, usually in the lab or something like that. So there's been no investigation into the gut microbiome because, you know, the GRAS has been in place since, I think, the 50s or 60s
mm-hmm.
For additives. And we've only known about the gut microbiome in any kind of meaningful way for about 5 years.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that need to change in Washington, that's for sure. We're out of time. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Dr. Fenster, always a pleasure. Have a great day. Stay tuned, you guys. We've got Sean Wells coming up and Stephanie Toops. You're listening to One Life Radio. We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Hi, guys. It's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo-poo-pee-doo.
Tom Petty, man. You can't go wrong with that.
Respect the Petty.
I love it. I just love him. I'm so sorry that he's gone. Like, I cried big freaking crocodile tears when I was driving down the road. It, like, broke my heart. And, you know, I have a close connection to one of the heartbreakers. Okay? And it's just really sad. It's really, really sad.
You know, one of the things I think about most with him is the iconic scene with Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire, like when he's singing Free Fallin'.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. It's such a great scene.
I just can't believe he's gone. I really can't. And I don't know if it's because I'm just still kind of in shock from losing my dear friend a few weeks ago. And it's just like too much. And then everything that's happened in Las Vegas, it's like the world's gone mad, you know?
Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, God bless his soul. Yeah, I have mixed feelings about him, of course. I think all women do. I think anyone appreciates his entrepreneurship and his freedom to exercise that as an American. But I also think that he damaged a lot of women's lives. So I have mixed feelings about it.
In some ways, that was polite of me,
the way I said that, right?
Yeah, that was very diplomatic.
In some ways, he sexualized women, but also empowered women.
He did. Yeah. I was just going to say, but he also set them free, too, in so many ways. Yeah. That, you know what, my body's beautiful, and but I do think there was some exploitation there. And I read something really crazy. I probably shouldn't even say it on the air because I don't know if it's true or not. But I read something, of course, but it was from somebody credible that put this on Facebook that he was gay, and I was like, interesting, and had you heard that?
I've never
anybody
heard
else?
That.
Well, my cousin's actually a Playboy bunny, and she was in the issue Roger Rabbit, and we could call her and ask her because. He was next to him a long time, so.
Well, I don't. She might not know that though, but that's cool. That your cousin was a Playboy bunny, and what is she doing now?
She's actually she does makeup in LA for a lot of models, actually.
Nice. All right. Well, so she parlayed that into something, which a lot of them did. You know? So interesting stuff. But today we're talking about melatonin.
Yes, we are.
Stephanie too. Yeah. How do you like that?
Smooth transition.
That was a great segue. Yep.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So for those of you just now joining us, Stephanie Toops became fascinated with the personal care industry after being diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second baby. She spent the past 3 years sorting through the sea of healthy offerings on the market and learning how to pronounce six syllable chemicals in an effort to clean up the product mixed within her home. Today we're talking about, is the sleep aid melatonin safe for children and adults? I want to know. I need to know, and a lot of people out there need to know, obviously, if they're giving it to their children.
Yeah. So, I mean, ultimately, it was developed about 21 years ago by scientists at MIT, and the intent behind it is melatonin is actually a natural hormone that's produced in the body by the pineal gland.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
That's
Did I get
awesome.
It right? Are,
yes.
Yeah.
Good
so,
job.
So a lot of people think, like, okay, well, this is totally natural, you know, but what you run into is a little bit of the problems that come along with something as a dietary supplement in that, oh, it's natural. I don't have to regulate how much I'm taking or how that's really impacting my body. And melatonin is a hormone.
Yeah.
So especially when you're giving it to kids, it can impact their hormonal development. So it can impact puberty. It can impact menstrual cycles, those types of things. And then since it's designated a dietary supplement.
It can interrupt menstrual cycles?
Yeah, because this is endocrinology. It's a hormone. So there's always like a hormonal cascade of like all these hormones affect the other hormones. So if you start affecting basically like exogenous, meaning outside the body, when you're taking, it's just like testosterone. Like when a man takes testosterone injections, you stop making testosterone because the body's saying, well, we got plenty. We don't need to make
more. You know, a lot of men don't even know that. They just go do it stupidly and just start pumping themselves with testosterone.
But it's the same as thyroid medication. Like my thyroid will atrophy because I'm on thyroid medication. So it's this whole thing and why you work to heal your body versus
There's some logic, yeah, if you're aging to replace like this decrease and get back to quote unquote youthful levels. But mm-hmm, if you're a young person,
right,
and you're already making enough or you're going into developmental stages, then it is not ideal.
Doesn't having sex make you produce more testosterone?
Yes.
Both for men and women,
sure,
correct?
Yep.
See, that's a lot of people don't know stuff like this. They don't. Sex is important.
Well, there's a reason why you have, you know,
very much,
you eat, you have sex, those things that are, you know, bodily needs.
Plenty of sleep is going to help with that.
Yeah.
Sleep.
But yeah, so that your point about, you know, as the population ages, the receptors calcify, which is why melatonin is prescribed or indicated for like an older population. Mm-hmm. But it's become really popular for people to use it with their kids, and I think that there's just a lot of misconception in
there's
terms
so
of
how
that
don't know
can impact your children and their growth. So I don't.
Well,
do you think?
It's a hormone, so like you can't just like I'm going to go to GNC and get some testosterone, mm-hmm, you know, or thyroid.
Yeah.
You can't do
but
that.
But this is not regulated. It's
right,
over the counter,
exactly.
And so the regulated or what they say is the right dosage is 0.3 milligrams.
No, you're right.
Yeah, milligrams.
Right.
So 0.3 to 1 milligrams, but In the research that I did, when you walk down the aisles, you can find up to, you know, dosages
10.
That are 10 times that
right,
amount. And
right,
so you're just not dosing your kid the right way or whoever it is. And then the other thing is just like anything else, like too much is too much. Like it's great for like,
including
jet lag, you know, if you're trying to like get yourself back on schedule or
it
you,
is really
you
good
just
for that.
Do, yeah, you know, you take something as a tool. It's a tool versus a problem solver, you know, mm-hmm, versus like a long term solution. So, you know, if you need to get back on track or whatever, but giving it to your kid every night or even you taking it every night, to your point, then it starts to interfere with your body being able to produce hormone at all.
And you shouldn't have to go to a supplement for that. You need to go to bed earlier, get up earlier, get in sync with the
sleep
circadian
hygiene
rhythm.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So many
less
things.
Blue light
eat
at night, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Exactly. Eat well, yeah, you know, exercise. Your body naturally wants to rest when it's been worked hard enough. People sit around too much.
Yeah. This was huge for me. Like when everybody was saying do melatonin, I decided to not let him watch TV after dinner,
mm-hmm,
because I felt like he was super sensitive, and I think he is super sensitive to the stimulation of
the
either
blue
what's
light
on the screen
and,
or the blue,
yeah,
light
and the
or
content,
whatever.
Of course.
We all watch like Game of Thrones and Dexter and all,
yeah,
this stuff like at night,
yeah,
and it kind of winds you up. It's intense stuff that,
yeah,
we,
yeah,
watch at night.
And
right,
so I saw a huge difference when I, mm-hmm, cut off his TV after like 5:30.
Awesomeness.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good stuff. Good to know. We blew
good
through
content
that. Wow. Okay. Well, we've got Sean Wells coming up. He's going to be talking about what Monsanto did. They're writing their own reviews now. You need to hear this. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
In America, too, she's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses.
Hey, Bernadette here. Wouldn't it be great if there was a place where everything was gluten-free? Well, now there is. It's the Gluten-Free Expo, and it's coming to Dallas Market Hall on October 28th and 29th. Bring the whole family, take free classes, buy hard-to-find items, and get coupons and samples of hundreds of delicious gluten-free products. Get your tickets online at gfexpo.com. That's gfexpo.com or at the door. Mention One Life Radio for $5 off each ticket. The Gluten-Free Expo at Dallas Market Hall on October 28th and 29th. And don't forget, mention One Life Radio for $5 off each ticket. See you there.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh?
find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Sun Warrior, a raw superfood company committed to making the best plant-based proteins, has taken nutrition to the next level with Illuminate. It's 100% organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, and dairy-free. Cover your most important nutritional bases with superfoods like baobab, chia, flax, whole grain brown rice, holy basil, kelp, guava, and coconut, just to name a few. Clean protein, the absolute best gluten-free carbohydrates, healthy fats, minerals, vitamins, exclusively from organic herbs, essential oils, and superfoods. No synthetics here. Illuminate, quick, clean, complete, 100% organic nutrition. Sun Warrior, shining light on your health and nutrition. Eating clean never tasted or felt so good. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shop, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo poo pee doo.
Moving on.
Oh, I love it. God bless Tom Petty. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with, let's hear it,
Indiana Town.
Never was around.
Oh my gosh. Welcome back. It's Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia at the controls today. And Aunt Danny's around here somewhere. He's just not on the controls. Lexi Brinkley, Stephanie Toops, and Sean Wells. You know, I want to let everyone know to listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, or Apple Podcast. And you can go to our website, to onelifradio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors. You know, I'm going to start with Sun Warrior because when I read some of the stuff that I read and I examine these products and I dig, I have to tell you, I'm so glad that Sun Warrior is a company, a sponsor that of this show. It's a great company. They don't put all that junk. You know, they've got your back. It's organic. It doesn't have any of the dangerous additives or colors or preservatives, all those things that are making America sick. Their product is very, very clean. All of their products, like their Soul Good bars, are really good. They're high protein, high fiber, low sugar, and I believe they use stevia in their
Sweetener.
Yeah, and their Soul Good bars, like S-O-L, Soul Good. And you know, Crazy Water is a great company. Carol Elder is a local Texas girl, you know, an entrepreneur, and they bottle it right here in Mineral Wells, Texas. In fact, the Crazy Beer Festival is coming up like in 2 weeks, I believe. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, Charlotte's Web, it's an amazing product. I use it every day, a couple of drops. Sometimes I forget, and I notice when I don't, too, because I have less inflammation when I use it, and I just feel better. And it's been around for thousands of years. Societies have used hemp to promote health and wellness, and Charlotte's Web, which is CW Hemp proprietary, hemp genetics are rich in naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants, and you have an endocannabinoid system in your body, Sean will confirm with me, that needs those special nutrients that you can only get from CBD oil. So yeah. Charlotte's Web, and then, of course, the ISSN, International Society of Sports Nutrition, which you are a fellow of, Sean Wells, and I think I covered it there. Oh, Squatty Potty. Okay,
can't forget Squatty Potty.
What's that tagline again? You got?
Oh, poo poopy doo.
I love it.
Squatty Potty. Everyone should have one. All right. Well, you know, I love what we're talking about with Sean Wells today because Monsanto really makes me sick. They really do, as they do most of the world. Show me a liar and I'll show you a thief. Show me a thief, I'll show you a liar. I said it at the beginning of the show. So we're talking about here that leaked international documents, leaked internal documents from Monsanto condemn the already struggling giant to maintain some level of integrity. The company has has been caught red-handed using a ghostwriter to craft their own independent safety reviews to be published in scientific journals. It makes me sick. I want to talk about this with Sean Wells. He is amazing. He is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has been dubbed as the world's greatest formulator, and he has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. He's a registered dietitian and a master of public health in nutritional biochemistry, and I can't think of anyone I'd rather talk to this about, because we've been talking about this for years, Sean. So the company famous for Roundup, glyphosate, that was bought out by pharmaceutical Bayer, like Bayer Aspirin, for tens of billions of dollars, was found to be writing their own safety reviews, embroiling them in further controversy. Yep. What do you want our people to know?
Yeah, so there's actually a lawsuit going on right now because these documents did get leaked, and it is basically saying... They were writing their own reviews. So like there was a study in 2015 that showed that this is a potential carcinogen, as most people are, you know, fearing and have concerns about, because it, I don't know if people know about Roundup glyphosate, that it's basically sprayed all over everything. And so any GMO plant, any, you know, whatever, it's sprayed with glyphosate as an herbicide. And it protects them from insects and all these kinds of things. It's highly effective, but it's also a potential carcinogen. And so, you know,
it's a known carcinogen,
right,
isn't
it? Yeah. I mean,
I'm not going to protect them anymore. They don't deserve it.
Right. And so the problem is they were funding studies that were going to refute the data that was founded, but it was found that they were funding these studies. They were writing the study. And then they were submitting them to be secretly released to journals.
Nice.
As like, independent.
Nice, Monsanto.
Nice.
So now there's a class action lawsuit because these emails and documents have been found. But now, of course, they're saying, hey, you know, we were still independent. We were doing the right thing. But obviously that's not the case.
Well, let me ask you this. What do known carcinogens do to the human body?
Cancer.
Exactly.
So carcinogens are causative for cancer. Yeah. So
what are some other ones besides glyphosate or glyphosate? I always kind of say it wrong.
Well, right. I would say parabens as well. Yep. I mean it's Breast Cancer Month. It's October, so parabens is one that you find in a lot of things.
Yeah, like we were just talking about the phytoestrogens or xenoestrogens, like plastic, all the styrofoam stuff that we're consuming, definitely has an impact on that. Certainly, like most of your pollutants in the air, you know, that aren't getting filtered out, that we're
atrazine's
breathing in.
Atrazine's another kind of, it's a herbicide or a insecticide that you can find in a lot of waters and streams. Triclosan, well, I don't know if triclosan's really a carcinogen.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many things that are in our environment now that are carcinogens. It's kind of scary.
Well, so, you know, while these reviews are contested, has anyone scientifically shown a reason to have concern over Roundup?
Yeah. So that was this 2015 assessment by the International Agency for the Research on Cancer, the IARC, and they did find that it's a probable human carcinogen. And that actually triggered a wave of people to start saying that they've contracted non-Hodgkin lymphoma from the Roundup exposure. So if you think about it, it's already bad enough that we are exposed to this through our fruits and vegetables,
it's
these
sickening.
GMO things that we're getting, like at, you know, Target and Walmart and wherever we're shopping. But think about the people that work in these fields. It's 100 times worse for them. They're spraying all this stuff. Or if you live near, you know, some of these areas where the crops are. So these are the people that a large amount of these people that are around this production have been contracting this non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And now they're wanting to sue, obviously, Monsanto.
Well, and I heard it was linked to leukemia as well. And I also read recently, and that's one of the things that got me so stirred up about sucralose, is that there's supposedly a connection to leukemia and sucralose as well. Aspartame, brain cancer, I mean, all this stuff that gets approved by the FDA. It's like, what are we doing in Washington? What are they thinking? And then we've got all these rising cancer rates higher than anyone in the world. And it's like, duh, what's the connection? It's so obvious.
Yeah, it's like we talked about before, like, you know, when we've talked about paleo, you know, like what's the right thing, what's not the right thing. I mean, it's so easy to say, you know, you look back 100 or 200 years, I can tell you that we weren't having GMOs. We weren't having artificial sweeteners, flavors, colors. We weren't having antibiotics in our food. We weren't having RBGH and RBST. We weren't having all these.
And there was
things.
No McDonald's.
Right. There weren't all these things in our foods. So there weren't all these processed foods. Yes, it helps the farmers. They were excited at first when Roundup came out because their crops weren't dying. They weren't wilting as fast. They weren't getting attacked by the insects as bad. So they had more crops to produce. But now that it's a known carcinogen, I mean, there's certainly conflict there with our health and their health.
Right. Well, and they've been lied to, too. And a lot of farmers have been destroyed by this.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
In India and all over the world. It's really criminal is what it is. It's downright criminal. They deserve to go to prison for what they've done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think part of the issue that we just have is, I think sometimes, to your point, like when they first maybe developed this, they thought it was a good thing or it was, you know, not a bad thing at least. But then as you learn more, you have to be able to step back and say, we're wrong. And I think there's so much trouble with people being able to say, we did the wrong thing or we need to make a course correction. And then when you introduce money into the equation, then people really have a problem.
When they're bought for tens of billions
and
of
lobbyists,
dollars.
I might add. Right. Maybe get out. That's the first place you can start is get all the lobbyists out of Washington that are trying to influence what turns to law, what's approved, what's not approved by dollars. It's wrong. It's criminal, like I said.
I just feel like things need to simplify, you know? I mean, because everything is just so knotted up and everything impacts. Yeah, it's greed. And you push this in and it pops out somewhere else. And I feel like if we could just get back to the basics.
Everybody wants to get rich the easy way instead of the good old fashioned way.
Yeah.
I think I told you that our congressmen, they spend 7 of their 8 hours every day just getting funding, making calls.
Yeah. Oh, and marijuana is legal in Washington, D.C.
Not working for us.
Yeah.
Duh. Just trying to get money.
But not the rest of the country.
So what fixes that? Is that term limits? Because I go back to, like, how do you fix that problem?
Right.
Like, how do you fix that? Because nothing is going to change until we fix these fundamental issues. Because these people that are running our country don't care. I mean, sorry.
No, do
obviously
it.
I got on a soapbox. But do you know what I mean? Like, we fix that issue, until somebody stands up and says, we have to fix the problems that we've got.
It's
and
not just limiting terms. I think it's limiting the amount of money that
they can spend
on their campaigns.
Right? Like, it has to go back to actually being a public servant. You're serving because you're a public servant, not because you want to go to a fancy ball or meet J-Lo or whoever, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
they weren't career politicians when we started this country. They were farmers and, you know, businessmen, and they'd go serve for a year or two and then they'd go back to their lives.
Yeah, every politician, and that's exactly what it should be.
And every politician that leaves Washington leaves richer than they did when they got there. They make a lot of money when they're there. It's just a fact. It's a known fact.
I wonder when that changed, like back in, like when that whole process or when that, you know, when it changed from being the simple farmer and being more of a public servant to being this.
I think there's a lot of factors that influence, you know, all those changes. And
I think, like Bernadette's saying, it's the lobby. And then, like, when the attorney aspect of it, like, you know, became very important to be an attorney.
And we're not paying attention as a country. Mm-hmm. We're not paying attention. We're worried too much on the almighty dollar and how many of them we can make instead of doing the right thing, you know? And that's how I feel about it. People need to focus back on their friends, their family, their loved ones, the earth that their house sits on, you know, to do the right thing for the earth, recycle, all these things, they all matter. Treat animals well. I mean, I could go on and on.
These documents are going to be, if you put this up on the site,
absolutely,
I have the links to the actual emails and back and forth from the executives at Monsanto.
I love it. I'll put it in our newsletter. We're out of time. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. So poo poo be doo and get out there and make the most of it.
Imagine you're in a room surrounded by animals. There are about 2 dozen chickens, 1 cow, 1 pig, 1 turkey, and about 12 fish. You spend some time with the animals, getting to know them one by one. You quickly learn that each has a unique personality. You meet Sally, a chicken who purrs like a cat when petted. Jasmine, a cow whose favorite snacks are apples. Louie, a pig who seems smarter than your dog. Pearl, a turkey who loves to sunbathe. And Max, a fish who enjoys belly rubs. Before you leave the room, someone tells you, these are the very animals who will be killed for your food this year. Unless, that is, you decide to save them. Will you?